Hello, welcome. My name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, once again, we're continuing with prayer, communication, intimacy, and relationship. And we're doing part three of a 12-part series. We're doing topic four today, and it's called Believing We Receive When We Pray. In the message of part two, we were talking about the force of righteousness, and we found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21, that the day we became born again, we became the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. It had nothing to do with us doing works or making ourselves in righteousness. It had to do with Christ going on the cross, dying on the cross, and exchanging our sinful nature, our unrighteous nature, for his righteous nature. I want to continue today in the next topic, which is called Believing We Receive When We Pray. God has set spiritual principles on the earth, such as the physical ones are. His word reveals those principles to us so that we can operate in them to establish his kingdom in our lives and on the earth. It is impossible to please God without faith. We read that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And therefore, everything we do must be based on faith, not our faith, God's faith that he put into us in the very beginning, which comes by hearing by the word of God. The faith God has put on the inside of us is a faith that can believe for the supernatural, but it's fed and it's being built up by hearing the word of God. The word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What does the word say in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6? It's impossible to please God without faith. It's very simple. God can't please you until you operate by faith. The promises of God are received by grace through faith. In other words, God can't please you until you operate in faith. And as you operate in faith, then by grace, he can answer those prayers for you. So it's important to operate by faith. In Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24, we see how God reveals one of the spiritual principles of prayer, which guarantees answers. Starting at verse 22, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have faith in God. Verse 23, For assuredly I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." These scriptures which I've just read are key scriptures in prayer and key scriptures in faith and key scriptures in receiving by faith through prayer. When you believe at the moment of prayer that God has heard and answered your request, you have that guarantee that you have already received those things that you've asked for, even though you can't see them just yet. God says when you pray, believe that you receive and you will have. Praying the same prayer over and over is really doubt and unbelief, thinking that God has not heard our prayer or he will not answer our prayer until we have prayed enough. This is a direction of works and not grace. The Bible is very clear. We are to believe we receive when we pray, of course, in the name of Jesus. That's a biblical principle. In reality, the greater your faith, the smaller your prayers should become. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24 is talking about the prayer of faith. This is what people call it. It's the prayer of faith. Let me just go through that scripture once again. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24. "So Jesus answered and said unto them, Have faith in God," or have the God kind of faith for which God put into you. Verse 23, "For assuredly," or "truly I say to you, whosoever says to that mountain, or that problem, or that sickness, or that debt, or that poverty, be removed and be cast into the sea." What sea are we talking about? We're talking about the sea of God's glory. "And does not doubt in his heart or his spirit, but believes those things he has said will be done, he will have whatever he says." Verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." The scripture is saying you have to believe you receive it before you see it. It's a principle of God. God calls those things that are not yet as though they already were. The prayer of faith is to pray the word of God by faith in a position of right standing and believe that God hears you and receive those promises, prayers answered by faith, and just believe that they are happening. Prayer is not based on our five physical senses. what they tell us, it's based upon the word of God, and it's also based on our heart or our spirit and praying in the name of Jesus. God wants every believer to grow in praying in faith, or praying in the prayer of faith, praying for those things which they can't see yet and believing that they receive those things when they pray. Thank you for being with me today. I hope once again you've enjoyed this message or this topic. The next one coming along will be part 4 from the 12-part series, and it will be topic number 5. And the topic number 5 is called Other Types of Prayer. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless. Thank you.